So welcome. It's great to be having this guest on. And do check us out every week. Every Wednesday, we'll be releasing new episodes of women, just everyday women, just like me and you, hearing their stories, hearing their journey, and just having real, real conversations. So please check us out every week from 8 p.m. on Wednesday for Women Working Well, Real Talk. Let's get straight into it and introduce our first guest. So welcome, welcome, listeners. This is our seventh installment of Women Working Well, Real Talk. This is episode, well, it's my 17th recording, but it's episode 7. And we are joined by the lovely Melissa Vasson. Good morning, Melissa. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. I'm good. And you?
I'm wonderful. It's great to have you on this episode, which is really, you know, because I think you're our the first HR. Oh, that's a lie. You're our second HR professional on the call. So we're so excited just to get you here. We'll just hear all about you and your journey. So I'm just going to get straight in. And the question I'm asking all my women is, how many hats do you wear?
Well, first of all, thank you for inviting me. Yeah, I was just like, oh my gosh. But no, yeah, thank you for having me. So how many hats do I wear? Not that many. I'm a wife, a mother, a sister, an auntie, a child of God, a daughter, and a friend. And a HR professional.
Any more?
But yeah. Gosh, anymore. I can't think of any. I mean, you can call me like a little counselor, because, you know, I do tend to, you know, counsel a lot of my friends, you know, when they have issues. But yes, that's why.
Great, that's 8 hats. Oh, and 9 if we count the counselor hat. So yeah. Obvious question, you know, how are you just navigating through all those many hats that you wear? You know, how do you do it?
Well, a new mother. Well, my son is about 1. So new mother, just went back to work, so I'm just trying to navigate being a working mom, so far it hasn't been too bad, in the sense that, you know, once you have a routine and you know what you're doing, then it's okay. But it doesn't really seem like a lot now you put it like this, it seems like it's a lot, but it's not really. You know, it's quite easy, you know, I just get on with things and don't worry too much about, you know, my different responsibilities. Just go with the flow and see how it goes, really. But yeah, so, no, it's fun.
So how has it been just having, being a first-time mum and being a first-time mum in lockdown? How was that?
It had its challenges in the fact that, you know, you want to go out for fresh air, you want to do things, you want to meet people. But at the same time, you can't, because you've got a baby, you've got to protect yourself, you've got to protect your baby, you've got to protect your family. Mm-hmm. So it's like the support you would normally have, if not for COVID and lockdown, you didn't have that. You're kind of like all by yourself, because, you know, because you do not know who has what. So you just need to protect yourself. So it's been challenging, but at the same time, it's given me that time to really spend time with, you know, my husband, get to know my son, you know, I've been a new mother, just not missing anything, really, you know. Yeah. So it's been fun. And to be honest, I'm not really like let me go out every day kind of person. So it was nice being at home and not having to be around too many people. Yeah. You know, especially when you're a new mom, you know, everybody wants to come to you, want to come and see you. So it was good to have that space and that time to get to know yourself as a new mother. Aww. But yeah, it's been good.
Wonderful. Nice. So I'm sure my listeners are dying to hear a bit more about yourself. So do tell us a bit about yourself, what you do, how long you've been doing it, and what are the things you love about what you do?
Okay, so my name's Melissa. In my 30s. In my late 30s, originally from St. Lucia in the Caribbean. Been here for quite a while. I'm a HR professional, so if you want the title, I'm a HR advisor. I work in the civil service. I have been a civil servant coming up to 7 years in April next year.
7 years? Oh, wow.
Time has gone
so quick. Time has flown, yeah.
It really has. Even I was when I was thinking, how long have I been doing HR? It's almost 7 years in April.
Oh, wow.
Yes, exactly. I'm CIPD qualified at the moment in HR. And I actually love my job. It took me a while to get there. but I love what I do. I really like the people that I work with. And yeah, the best thing about what I do is just the interaction with the people, you know, learning new things on the job every day, because, you know, no 2 days the same. So yeah, I love my job. I love the interaction with people. And I love being able to help people, you know. So HR is not just one. When you think of HR, you're thinking payroll, but it's not just one area. It's so many things. But we'll go into my specific area later. But yeah.
Great. Wow, thanks for sharing that. Yeah. So just walk us through your journey, what it looks like. You originally said that you're originally from St. Lucia. You know, just perhaps just backtrack a bit, you know, in just terms of either your career journey or personal journey, in terms of you arriving where you're at this point in life. What did that look like for you?
I came here when I was 13 years old. My dad took me because I lost my mom when I was really young. So my dad took me. And the funny thing is, I was actually going to come to England that same year for Christmas for the first time, you know, but obviously I came under different circumstances. But so my journey started in 1997.
Wow.
you know, new country, new everything. So yeah, that was quite good. And then fast forward into when I became an adult, you know, trying to find my way in this world. Wasn't sure what I wanted to do. I did a few things, went to college. I dropped out of college. Went to sixth form. I kind of like dropped out of sixth form because I was having way too much fun and not actually studying. So I thought, let me, you know, stop and then see what I really want to do. I did that. And then, I want to do media studies. So I went to study media and TV. I was like, there was only two women in the class, and it really, I just didn't feel comfortable. And I thought, you know what, that's not what I want to do. Mm-hmm. So in terms of like my career journey, I studied media. I'm actually a qualified beauty therapist, which I actually really, really, really enjoy doing. I had so much fun doing that in college. Fully qualified. I worked a year in a salon in central London whilst working my other job. And studying the course was very different to actually working in the field. I did not enjoy working as a beauty therapist. it was a lot. And so I kind of like what, you know, and then working and kind of, you know, had so much family stuff going on, so it took me a while to figure out what I want to do. And I was having a conversation with a family member, and they were like, oh, I think you should do HR. I think you'll be really, really good at doing HR. And I was like, yeah, whatever. And then a few years down the line, you know, I was like, God, what do you want me to do? Like, what is my calling in terms of career wise? HR, that conversation kept playing in my head. And I decided to go and study my CIPD, and yeah, I did that. And I started to look for a job in HR, got my job, and then yeah, since then, that's what I've been doing. But it took me a while to get there. You know, I had so many other challenges in terms of like family stuff, you know, what I really want to do. But yeah, thank God I found my calling as a HR profession. And, you know, there's still a lot more I want to do in terms of studying. There's a lot more qualifications that I want to gain in terms of my HR profession. That's kind of like my journey to where I am right now. And obviously in between, I'm putting minors. So just trying to juggle all those things and thinking I want to go back and study. So how I'm going to do it.
Oh, no, that's great. So like, yeah. I want to tease a bit more out of your answer. So you mentioned that it just took you a while just to kind of figure out what you wanted to do. Perhaps just expand
on that a bit to our listeners, you know, why it's important for you, you know, as a woman, or not even just a woman, just as a person, just to take time to figure out what you want to do and why that is still okay whilst you just determine what are the things that really brings you true joy in life. So perhaps just expand on that a bit more and, you know, just, you know, just that whole figuring out process for you and how that was.
Yeah. I mean, in my circle of friends, even before now, you've seen everybody doing something that they seem to enjoy, and then you're there thinking, I don't have a job. I have a job, but like, I don't have a career. I don't know what I want to do. So it's about knowing what you want to do that could bring you peace, and not just doing it for a job, because I didn't just want a job. I didn't just want to wake up and be like, oh, I've got to go to work. I wanted to find something that I would actually be like, oh my gosh, today's a new day, a new challenges. I am ready. Let's go. That's what I wanted. I wanted something that's going to make me feel happy and not be stressed out thinking, oh, I've got to go back to this place. And at the time, I was actually in that place where like I'm in a job where I do not enjoy, you know, and I didn't want to be in and out of jobs and looking for things. I just wanted to like know, okay, what do I enjoy doing versus to what I have to kind of do to earn a living. So that's where a lot of soul searching. I thought about a lot of things. Should I do hairdressing? Because for me, it wasn't just about academics, because I didn't go to university because I didn't want to go to university, because I didn't feel like I needed to go to university for me to succeed in life. I'm not saying how you don't need to, but for me personally, I wasn't a very academic person in that sense. I didn't enjoy school. I didn't like school. I had fun in school, but in terms of learning and wanting to, you know, really learn stuff and really study, that wasn't me. But once I made up my mind that I wanted to do something, if I have to go to study for me to get to that point, then I would. And that's why I did the HR after, you know, thinking, what do I want to do? When I really looked into HR and the different areas, I was like, you know what? I think that is something that I would actually enjoy doing. And I went to study. I didn't study for long. I only did like one year to begin with. And the plan was to go back, because you could do it in stages. And I thought, okay, I really enjoy this. And I excelled in my studies. And, you know, the rest is history, as they say. But it was more about doing something that I think that would make me happy. And the truth is, almost 7 years in, I actually still enjoy doing what I'm doing. And not just enjoying it, but the place of work where I'm working. I think if I didn't have such a team, I don't think I would have enjoyed it as much. When you have supportive co-workers or managers, it really, really does make a difference to your, to, you know, to your whole experience, you know, because you spend a lot of time at work, you know, so you have to enjoy being there. But yeah, I hope that kind of like makes sense. But yeah, I just didn't want to be in and out. I just wanted something that made me happy, you know, and I think right now I am happy. And I want more.
Great. So perhaps just share with us some of the lessons that you've learned along the way, and perhaps one or two challenges as well that you've had in your career journey, or in your personal life journey as well.
Yeah. lessons. Never give up. That's one thing I've learned. Never give up. I procrastinate a lot. But once you... I really do. Like, yeah, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and then I never get around to it. But eventually I do. And for me, I'm quite scared of... one of my challenges is that I'm fearful of failure. So for me, if I want to do something, especially if it's something new that I've never tried before, I get really like, oh my gosh, what if I don't succeed? But for me, it's just, I've learned that it doesn't really matter, because before you get that one yes, you probably will get 100 no's. But don't let that put you down. Just go for it. Don't think about what if I don't. Just think, I've put my head to do it. I'm going to do it. And then we'll take it from there. Put God in it. First, well, before you do anything, because I'm a child of God, just pray about it first. Like, literally, just pray about it. And, you know, God will give you that, you know, the guidance God will, you know, will let you know one way or another. But yeah, just never give up. I've learned to just be open-minded, you know, try new things. Don't be scared. It might look scary, but don't be scared. For example, if I'm looking for, I don't like to look for jobs because I don't like interview process. So that prevents me from, you know.
But you should know all the techniques by now, surely, as a HR advisor.
Yes. Listen, it's like, even if I know the tech, it's like now I'm more confident in if I'm to go for a job, especially in the civil service, because I have interviewed people. So now I'm more confident in the process because I really do know, you know, what the process is like. But before that, that's what stopped me from looking for jobs, because I did not like, I get really nervous. And even if I know what I want to say, I will just go blank. So for me, this whole thing, it prevents me from doing stuff. But yeah, just pray about it. And then yeah, just don't give up. Like I said, one of my main challenges is, what is it, every day challenge? I don't know, but one of my things is I'm just fearful of failure. So it kind of like prevents me from doing things, but I have learned just do it anyway, Melissa. Don't give up. You know, what's meant to be will be. So yeah.
Wise nuggets coming from Melissa there. No, thanks for sharing. What would you say are some of the things that just keep you motivated, keeps you driven? Like, what are the things that just give you energy in life, would you say?
Interesting. I don't know. Just, what can I say about that? I think now, being a new parent now, I would say my drive is just doing things so that, you know, my son could have, you know, a good life. Just, you know, making sure that everything I do is for him. In terms of, like, you know, if I need to let's say if I'm looking for another job, I need to know that I need a job where that I can be flexible. I need a job where I will have enough finances to be able to, you know, afford the things that my son will need, not just want but will need. So for me, it's just having that drive to just do things to better myself. Yeah, just seeing him now, just like, oh, I need to do this. I have to do it, you know. So like, he kind of like drives me. But just doing things that will make me happy. Like they said, oh, because they always say, once you become a parent, you see things differently, and it's so true. So for me right now, my son drives me. Like, he gives me the motivation to want to do better and to do, you know, and want to do more. Because like I said before, I procrastinate, and you know, I kind of like things, because now I just want to do things just to be better, and things to make him happy and myself happy, my family happy. So I think, yeah, the what drives me is wanting to be happy and, you know, successful in being a parent, being a wife. So those things drive me. So it's like, I have to do it. I have no choice. I need to do it. So let's do it. Forget about fear. Forget about, oh, what if it doesn't work out? I just need to get it done. So I hope that makes sense.
No, that's brilliant. Thanks for sharing that. So when you look like 20, 30 years down the line, what would you have loved to have achieved by then? Like, what would you deem success looks like for you?
Success, knowing that I have raised my son well, knowing that I have been a good wife to my husband, knowing that I have helped people along the way, make people happy. I used to think success was being financially, like having all the finances in the world, like having money, unlimited resources in terms of finances. But the older I get, I just, to me, it's just about being happy and knowing that you have fulfilled your purpose on this earth, your God-given purpose. So just being happy and knowing that I have helped people along the way, basically. That's to me, that's what success looks like. Yes, it's good to have the money and, you know, being financially independent.
Yeah.
And,
you know, it helps.
You know, it really, don't get me wrong, we need a paper. but at the end of the day, I have actually learned that it is not the end of the world if you don't have all the finances. It helps, but it's not the end of the world. As long as God will always make a way, you know, if you're a child of God, he will always make a way. And yeah, you just don't have to worry. Career-wise, I want to look back and say, oh, you did it. You know, I'm at director level. I did it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking, you know, to gain. That's for me, yeah.
Oh, that's great. So talk to us a bit about just that, excuse the title, pursuit of happiness, but like, what does that, you know, how did you, you know, arrive at just you having this kind of take on life in terms of, you know, this is the thing that just drives you in terms of just making sure that you're happy?
I used to, a few years ago, back in the days, well, you could say a few years ago, because I only came to this realization a few years ago, that you can't do everything to please people. You can't live your life wanting to make people happy and you're not being happy, because I wasn't happy, because I was, you know, I was putting people first. And I realized, you know what, I need to be happy, because if I'm happy, then me trying to make people happy is genuine, and it's not just doing it for people to like me or for me to be in with the crowd.
Yeah.
So I realized, you know what, I have to do things to make myself happy. I don't, I care about what people say, but I don't live my life caring about what people think about me all the time, because that's what I used to do. So now, you know, if I need to do something, if it's going to upset somebody, I'm sorry, but I'm doing it because I want to be happy. And it will make me feel good. Also, I care about people's feelings and stuff, you know, but at the same time, what I'm saying is that how I need to do things to make me, Melissa Vassal, happy on the inside before I can make you, a team, you know, happy, genuinely happy, you know. I'm not going to do something for you just to say, oh, just for you to say, just want to get the praise to say that, you know, Melissa always helped me. She did, you know, like, no. I want to do it because I genuinely want to do it, you know, not because I want. So for me, yeah, my pursuit of happiness comes from many things that happened in my life in terms of like family. And, you know, no matter how much you do for people, you know, they still will just push you to one side. So just like, why am I forcing myself to make you happy when, you know, you're just going to still push me to one side, you know? So yeah, so for me, it's just like, and I'm still learning, you know, to say no and, you know, those kind of things. But yeah, it's all about, it might sound selfish, but it's all about me.
Clicks fingers.
Yeah, it's all about me.
Oh, that's funny. So what would you say to the person who is just trying to figure out life, but is keen, has a bit of a fondness in the whole HR career area? What top tips would you give them in just, you know, just starting out their career, starting out their journey? What would you say to them?
Yeah, it's never too late, really. If you do not, if you're 35 and you do not know what you want to do, it is okay. You know, the good thing about this country is that there are so many opportunities. You could go and study at, you could start studying from 15, from 20, from 30, 40, 50. It is okay. Take your time, pray. If you are a child of God, pray, ask God to guide you. He will guide you. If you genuinely want that help, he will guide you. Because I figured out what I wanted to do in my late 20s, early 30s. Yes, and it's never too late. In terms of HR, there are so many resources, so many courses you could do. And my advice would be start with CIPB, because they are a recognized HR profession body. Once you have a CIPB qualification, you could practically apply for any job, work anywhere around the world with that qualification. So you could do it in steps and stages. You do not have to go and do a degree straight off. You can if you wanted to, but you can start at college, because I only went to college. And my plan is to further to go to do a degree. Start off with learning the basics of HR. And to be honest with HR as well, it is not just about studying. It is actually on the job learning, on the job training. Because even when I was even when I started, they were asking, are you already working in HR? Because it actually benefited you more if you were actually already working in that area, because a lot of the topics involve you writing about your organization, so that you could kind of like understand what you're doing. Mm-hmm. So there are so many different courses you could do online, in colleges, part-time, full-time. I studied part-time and I still gain a qualification. And you're not, there isn't just one area, there's so many different areas. You know, you have payroll, you have recruitment, you have leading and development. You could do a general HR. I'm doing payroll and in a general role basically. But I do want to go on to specific areas. So it's never too late, and you could pick and choose what you want to study, what you want to do. You know, the more knowledge you have, obviously, will give you what's what I'm looking for. The more knowledge you have, you could apply for various jobs. But yeah, don't limit yourself, basically. Do not limit yourself. There is so much you can do with HR, trust me. And it can be fun. Wow. It can be fun. It is fun. So yeah, but yeah, don't think, oh, you know, I'm 35, I don't know what I want to do. Like, it's never too late. Don't limit yourself to your age.
Oh, thanks, Vanessa. Top tips for the morning. And I guess final question for me is, what would you want your legacy to be?
Ooh, my legacy. I just want when people remember me to say that, you know, she overcame all these challenges. She tried and she did good. And I want people to just, when they think about me, just smile, you know, just smile and say, she made me smile. Like, you know, she made me laugh. Like, I just, nothing, my legacy, I don't want it to be anything, you know, too, like, you know, like, too, how can I say, I just want it to be simple. Just think of Melissa, just think, yeah, she did good. And just start to laugh, because I like to laugh. Like to have fun. You know, it's nothing complicated, you know, but I just want to leave an impact on people. I just want to know that, you know, 20, 30, 40 years when I'm gone, that people will be like, you know, she was a good person, and you know, she inspired me to want to do good, inspired me to want to have fun, because we take life too seriously.
And I know I said this is my last question, but this is my definite last question now. You mentioned a few times in your responses about your faith and praying to God and everything. I know you, but for our listeners' sake, you are a believer, as you said, a Christian believer. So tell us a bit more about, you know, how your faith plays, the role that your faith plays in your life.
Yeah. So although I grew up Catholic when I was back home, I was wondering, my dad was, is a Christian, and I never really liked going to church and stuff. I felt like, because I was being told I have to. But I knew that I always believed in God, and I knew that at some point in my life, I would become serious about being a Christian. And the day I made that decision, you know, again, I was going through a lot of stuff in my life, and then God just arrested my heart. And from then, it's like, I just never knew God the way I do now, and I never knew God could do so much for you the way, you know, he has brought me through stages of, you know, depression, financial issues, you know, like relationship, like, you know, literally God has just brought me through so many things in my life, too much to mention. You know, so just having that faith in God, even if sometimes I don't involve him in everything that I do, because, you know, life takes over, you know, my worldly brain, my human brain, you know, just, you know, but knowing that God has my back, knowing that he loves me unconditionally, helps me in my life, You know, I try to, you know, pray and read my Bible as much as I can. But I know that even if I don't, He's not going to penalize me. He's not going to punish me. You know, God is God. You know, He loves you unconditionally. And knowing that just helped me through my darkest days as well as my brighter days. So it's not just when I'm in trouble I go to Him. You know, I literally, waking up every morning, I thank God. You know, in everything I do, I thank Him regardless of the situation. So yeah, my faith plays a huge part in everything I do. It has to, otherwise I wouldn't be here today.
Oh, it's a lovely way to end our little conversation. Thank you so much, Melissa. I've really, really enjoyed this, and I hope our listeners have just felt blessed, just, you know, having a walk through and an insight into your world and your life. So thank you so much for sharing your journey with us. It's been really wonderful to be having you on the show.
And for those who would like to get in touch with us, please do reach out to us. We're currently on Instagram and Facebook. Our Instagram handle is at www.realtalk, and our Facebook handle is Women Working Well. So do search us. We'd love to hear from you. Do comment, like, share again to your networks. We do want to hear from you. So until next time, this is your host Atten Henshaw, and we're signing out from Women Working Well. Have a great rest of the week. Take care.